Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome to the Marriage and More Podcast with your hosts, Sterling and Soretta Smith, where they talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more.
What's up? Welcome to Marriage and More with your host,
Sterling
and Soretta Smith, where we talk about love, life, marriage,
and a whole lot more.
Welcome to Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta today. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to tune into the show. You need to go ahead and download that Bashani Radio app so that you can listen to us on the phone while you're on the go, wherever you are, or you can always go to BashaniRadio.com, or you can always find this podcast, you know, in all the outlets that host podcasts. And so, again, we appreciate you. You know, without you, the listeners, and your feedback and the interaction, it's what makes the show. It's what really makes the show. What do you think, Sterling?
Yes, you guys drive the show. All the listeners out there, if you like the show, you're pushing the show. So listen in.
Yeah. So what's been going on this last week since the last time we were on the show? What's been going on in sports?
Well, the playoffs are well into their second week, and we're finding out that
KD is not as bad as they thought KD was.
Oh my God. She went on KD.
You know I was going for KD. I was going for Kevin Durant. Yes, 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 yes. But what's going on?
It is what it is. I mean, he gave his best effort, but it goes to show that two players cannot dominate an even-keeled team that's even across the board.
Except LeBron. Except LeBron. LeBron's the only one. Except LeBron. And so, you know, but what really upsets me is that, like, they dog LeBron so bad. Like, they're so hard on him when he doesn't, like, perform at this level, like, that they think that he should perform at. But when it's KD, you know, they give KD a pass. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's not built like that, and we're finding out now that at least this year, KD was not built like that.
Or Kyrie. Let's not let Kyrie off the hook. You know, Mary J. Blige was sitting courtside getting on his case, you know, at the game.
Everybody goes in on Kyrie because Kyrie's that special type of guy.
Yeah, and I thought I saw something that Colin Kaepernick. I thought I saw something that
it's a possibility that the Seahawks are going to sign him.
Yeah, so
that he's going to get back in the league, which is a good thing.
So if that's true, you know, shout out to him. Shout out to the Seahawks. You know, they lost Russell Westbrook. So I'm not Russell Westbrook. Russell Wilson. I'm thinking about Russell Westbrook from the Lakers, who didn't do diddly squat. He came in.
Leave Russell alone.
All right, so that's what's been going on in sports, and so, you know, we always keep up with sports and like to talk about sports. So before we get into the show, about maybe 2 weeks ago, I don't even believe it's been 2 weeks, we were coming home. Well, prior to that, I kept telling Sterling, I woke up, I was like, there's a bird in the attic. I hear this bird. And he's like, there's no bird in the attic. There's no bird anywhere. So I was like, okay, I'll let it go. So we were coming home one night, and as we were on the porch, Sterling was like, what is that? And we looked over, and on my welcome sign, there was the bird. That's probably the bird that I had been hearing.
That was the bird that you was hearing.
And so the bird built a nest right behind the welcome sign on our house. And so I've kind of, you know, become the bird's mom, you know, the bird's human mom. I went and bought bird seed from the, you know, I went to the store where they sell that kind of stuff. And I check on the bird every day and at night, and I go out there and talk to her in the daytime. So today we had a storm. We had a thunderstorm, a rainstorm that came.
Quick touchdown.
Yeah.
High winds.
High winds.
Rain.
And y'all blew the nest down. The egg, one of the eggs is cracked on my front porch. The other egg is just there. The nest is fallen. And I'm just so upset that my pretty bird is gone and her eggs are there. And so I don't know what I'm going to do. I actually think maybe we can save one of the eggs. I don't know how.
Don't touch them. Maybe it was a dove. Maybe the mama
dove
will come
back. Yeah, she
was
a beautiful dove. A beautiful dove. Yeah. So anyway, you know, that's what's been going on in our lives. You know, just pretty boring, I guess. That's probably like somebody's probably going, is she really talking about a doggone bird? Yeah, it hurt. It really hurt me, like, that she's gone and her babies, you know, she was sitting on them and she was just so committed and dedicated and the storm came through. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about prenups. Prenups. Because one of the major...
I'm trying to give it the full name.
What? Prenuptials?
Agreements.
Prenuptial agreements. Yeah. Yeah, prenuptial agreements. You know, we talked earlier in the show that two of the main problems that couples will have in marriage are, one is finances. And so I was thinking about, let's talk about, you know, the pros and cons of prenups and, you know, is having a prenup good? And then I got a phone call from a friend and you know, we were kind of talking about, you know, why marriage and people marrying for money and people marrying for love. And so it was kind of like a confirmation for me that I needed, that we needed to talk about the pros and cons of prenup and do a prenup show, because we're getting ready to enter into the summer season and there's lots of weddings.
Yeah,
like
wedding season.
Yeah. Lots of people.
It's fast approaching. It's on top of us.
Yeah. So a lot of people get married this time of year. And, you know, like I was joking with my friend, I was like, you know, I ask the hard questions and, you know, like, what's your credit score? You know, do you pay child support? You know, do you pay alimony? Do you have a bank account? Like, what's in your savings? What's in your checkings? How much debt are you in? Like, I don't think couples think about asking those kinds of questions when, you know, before they get into the marriage. And then they get into the marriage and they find out that their partner owes the IRS $50,000. And then their check is garnished.
They find out that he or she's a hot mess.
Their check starts to get garnished because now their partner's debt has become
their debt.
Their debt. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think the prenup raises good questions that should be addressed prior to the I do, because a lot of times people say I do and then they get in there and they realize I wish I hadn't, because they didn't know the finance piece of it was the way that it was.
They didn't know the full picture.
Yeah. And then you have people. So if you have people that are like extremely wealthy and have like millionaires and billionaires, you know, that's something I think they have to consider. What do you think?
Yes, you should consider that. I mean, you worked hard to get where you are, and you just don't want to just go up in your face just like that, because if you divorce.
And so then, you know, someone might say, well, why are you looking at it? Why are you going into marriage looking at you might get a divorce?
Well, you're not really looking at like you're getting a divorce. Like being a military man, we used to always do this. Plan for the worst, but expect the best.
Okay, I can deal with that. And I think that people that have a great amount of wealth, I think that, yeah, they do have to take into consideration, you know, is somebody marrying me for my money? You know, or are they really marrying me for love? And I think long term, they find out, like, if the person was really in it for love or if the person was really in it for money. I think, well, I won't say long term. I think they'll find out sooner rather than later if the person was in it for money or if the person was in it for love.
Yes, they'll see the telltale signs. I mean,
Uh-oh, telltale signs.
They're out
now
there.
You talking about Melanie Hope from Love and Marriage. Telltale signs.
there are signs out there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hard to hide an agenda up to a certain point. We all have an agenda, but it's hard to hide if you got an unscrupulous agenda. It will surface quickly.
Okay, so pros and cons of prenup. So if you're getting married and you're contemplating a prenuptial agreement, you have to consider your assets and your shared finances, because when you become married, the moment you sign that paper and you say, I do, like literally the Bible says the two become one. And so if you're getting ready to tie the knot, the thought of a prenup may have you, you know, some people are, you know, don't know how to approach having a prenup. They know that it's maybe something that they want to do, but then they don't want their partner to be offended, to think that, oh, you think I'm just marrying you for money. So you see how that could cause some issues within itself?
Yes, because it's bringing confusion, because you're saying we married to be one. We're married because everything is togetherness. And then all of a sudden, you're immediately thinking about what happens if we decide to go separate ways, i.e. the event of a divorce.
Yeah. But a lot of divorce attorneys, in doing research, I found that a lot of divorce attorneys suggest that people get a prenuptial agreement. And so for those who may be listening who may not know what a prenuptial agreement is, I'm not going to assume that everyone does know what it is. It's a legal document that determines how assets will be divided and protected in the event of a divorce. And some people think that it's a smart financial decision, but there are some drawbacks too. So, you know, let's talk about some of the pros. So pro number one is a prenup forces partners to discuss money. And that's what I was saying. Before we say I do, we need to sit down. I need to know how much money you have in your bank account. You know, do you have, stocks and bonds and investments and, you know, what do you have and what do I have? So couples divorce for a lot of reasons other than infidelity. So, sometimes they divorce because of stress and disagreements over how to manage money. And so that's really high on the list. And we said that earlier. So prenup can be an excellent idea if for no other reason than to force couples to talk about how to manage their money. All right. You know, when the wedding comes, a lot of times people talk about, you know, the color of the napkins, what flavor of the cake, you know,
they're in la la land.
Yeah, they're in la.
They're head over heels about being in love and where our marriage is going to.
Right. So you need to talk about credit and debt. Like I said, like, how much debt are you in? You know, those are the types of things you need to find out, ma'am. You need to find out, sir, before you say I do, because if your partner has a lot of debt and when the debt collectors come collecting and now you are one, you become responsible and a part of their debt. You need to discuss savings, like how much savings do you have? Planning for retirement, like, do you have a 401k? Do you have some type of retirement plan? Working versus being home with children. What are the expectations? Does she expect to be home with the children? Does he expect her to be home with the children?
Does she expect him to be home with the children?
It's a new day now. Does she want to work and she want him to stay home? Or does he want to work and does he expect her to stay home, or does she say, no, I don't want to stay home? So,
and we're not saying that being home with the children
is a bad thing.
It is a bad thing.
No.
Because that is a full-time job. That is probably the hardest job on the face of the earth.
It is.
Being home raising children.
It is. But, you know, it's really good when I think so. Like the time that I was able to be at home with the kids when they were smaller and not have to work, especially when you were deployed. Like it, I think it made a world of difference in the kids, you know, being able to have that time to be home with them. You need to talk about college savings. You know, if you're going to have kids, how are you planning to save for their college?
Here's a good one. This one right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, owning real property versus renting. Like, do you own property? Are you going to buy your house, own your home, or do you plan to rent, you know? And then on the flip side of that, you know, do you have rental? Do you have property? Do you own property?
Someone in the marriage has rental property.
So, you know, because I have my grandmother's house, right? And so my grandmother's house is rental property. So how does that pan out? Paying expenses, like who's going to be responsible for paying a mortgage? Are we going to split the mortgage? Are you paying the mortgage? I paying the mortgage? Like who's paying the light bill? Like are we going to split those types of bills? So these are all conversations. They may not lead to a prenup, but the prenup can spark these kinds of conversations and certainly help you determine if you need
a prenup.
All right. So that was number one. A prenup forces partners to discuss money. All right. And let's move on to pro number two. You want to read it?
A prenup can reduce the cost of divorce. That's obvious because divorce is expensive, especially if you're you're wavering or you haven't really discussed it. The more that lawyer is like racking up those hours on you, the more you're trying to figure out what you're going to do concerning divorce.
So nobody wants to consider this because no one goes into marriage believing that they're going to get divorced.
Hopefully
nobody goes into marriage believing that they're going to get a divorce. So, you know, why plan for something that won't happen? But again, it's because you want to make sure that you've already laid everything out because divorce can be expensive. It can be very, 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 very expensive, you know.
There's that line I was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
The ideal behind a prenuptial agreement is simply plan for the worst, just in case.
Right. So, you know, hourly costs for a divorce attorney, you know, on the low end is like $270 an hour. That's on the low end. You know, that may not be the high-powered divorce attorney, you know, that's got this reputation like, you know, he works with millionaires and billionaires and he works for the stars, you know.
That's the low end,
you know. And so, and especially if it's a contentious divorce.
That's what I mean. If both couples are going back and forth and they can't decide.
Yeah, they can drag that thing out. And it can cost lots and lots of money. And it can drag on for years and years. And so
those hours add up.
Yeah. And so sometimes, you know, it's a good thing to go ahead and talk about this stuff.
It's good to have a plan.
Because, you don't want to rack up all those legal fees. All right. A prenup can protect your family and friends. So, again, a prenup is a way to protect your valuable assets that you want to stay in your family. So it's like my family has property or, you know, a business, a family home, a family yacht, a boat or something that's been in the family. And so, you want to make sure that if you marry this person and things don't work out, like in the end, this person's not going to end up being able to walk away with the family home that's been in the family for generation after generation after generation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that I can understand. That makes sense to me. Because if you come in and you have valuable assets, you want them to stay in your family. And then if you already have children, so if you get married and this is your second marriage, or, you know, you had kids prior to marriage, you want to think about your kids. You want to think about the stepkids and the kids. And so the prenup can make their lives a lot less complicated in case of a divorce as well.
Yes, that makes sense. You're taking all that confusion out of their life if everything is already planned out. And they know that the prenup does exist. They know where to go to, where to find it, and how it will proceed forward.
Absolutely. So pro number three, a prenup lets you and your partner make decisions not attorneys and judges. And, you know, so that was one of the things that my friend kind of expressed, that, you know, there was nothing more frustrating than having a judge like say, this is what you're going to do with your money. You know, you're going to give, you know, this amount of money. And I just recently read an article about the guy. I think he was on Grey's Anatomy. I can't remember the name of it. I think he was on Grey's Anatomy, and he's getting a divorce from his wife. And it started out with something like he had to give her like $30,000 a month for alimony.
Wow.
And it was something about she didn't work or something like that. But I just recently saw where it got like reduced down to maybe like $7,000 a month. But the prenup lets you all make the decision and keep the attorney and the judges out of it, because if you don't have it and it gets before the courts, you know,
they're gonna fine tune comb through all your assets.
Yeah,
and I mean they're gonna peel back everything.
A court is gonna decide what's fair.
Yes,
you know, and what's fair to the court may not necessarily be fair to you, or what's fair to you may not necessarily be what's fair to your significant mm-hmm. other. So it helps you all make the decisions ahead of time and
keep the courts out of your life.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about some cons. So the prenup may favor one spouse. And so there's a misconception that prenuptial agreements are somehow unfair, but it probably won't be unfair if you have a good attorney that reviews the prenup and suggest changes before you sign it. So that's important, so that, you know, some people think that it favors one spouse.
Yes, some people do think that. But my solution to that is both of you sit down with the attorney at the same time and go through everything before you endeavor into signing the prenup. Because if both parties know what's expected and what's not expected, it can't be unfair.
It shouldn't be. Okay.
Yes, it shouldn't be.
The next con, talking about divorce before marriage isn't romantic. And that's what I was saying. Like, who wants to start out a marriage talking about stuff like this? And so this is probably the reason why a lot of couples don't discuss the prenuptial agreement. Because if your relationship is not at a place, where you feel like you need to have this conversation. A lot of people don't have this conversation because it's awkward.
Yeah, it is awkward.
It's awkward. It's very awkward to talk about finances and prenup. But I think especially for people, like you look at, you know, your Michael Jordan and your, who are some other folks that have gotten divorced? Like his wife got, to date, I think she got the highest settlement.
Yeah, like $300 million.
The highest settlement. And so, I think the reason, if I remember correctly, don't quote me on this, but I think the reason it took them so long to get married is because she didn't want to sign a prenup, if I remember the history.
No, she didn't.
But I think she finally did end up signing a prenup. And so, you know, again, talking about divorce before marriage is not romantic.
But if you, like this is saying, but if you can talk about that, I think it'll make your relationship stronger if you can go to that route in the beginning. I think it could make your marriage stronger.
So yeah, so if you're not in a place where you're ready to have a prenup conversation, you know, you can start discussing, you know, how you're going to split expenses and share or not share income during marriage. So it's just, it goes back to communication, Sterling.
Yeah, you got
to
talk. You gotta talk about this
yeah,
stuff.
Because I think people go into marriage with these assumptions and sometimes with like unrealistic expectations. Because like you said, they're just in the la-la, googly. Yeah, and then
everything's roses. We get working out.
And then, you know, she says, well, I don't want to work. And he's like, what you mean you don't want to work? Or she's like, you know, I don't want to be a stay-at-home mom. And he's like, well, no, my wife is going to be a stay-at-home mom because my mom was a stay-at-home mom, you know. So those expectations that may be unrealistic and those conversations that we have not had prior to signing that dotted line and putting our name on that paper. And so
then the arguments start.
Yeah.
You start going down that road.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, planning a prenup, it can make a marriage stronger. You know, there's strong arguments that prenups can make for a healthier marriage because of the communication piece of it. Communication is the key to a good marriage. And so the prenup leads you to talk about challenging topics.
Like you said, those hard subjects.
Yeah.
You got to ask those difficult questions.
You have to ask those difficult questions, you know.
That's going to be challenging talking about a prenup.
Ladies, gentlemen, listen to me. Find out what's that credit score. Because if you're getting ready to get married to somebody and their credit score is like 425 or, you know, 300 or something like that. And, then, you know, you're talking about buying a home and, you know, there's certain things
you
where
can buy a home, you're going to be paying a lot.
So you want to know what's the credit score. And if it's a low credit score, like, how did you get to that place? That kind of is an indication that that person had some hard times.
And then you ask, what's going on in your life?
Yeah. And it may be that they're not good with finances. They're not good with bills, paying bills on time, or they just may have had fallen on some hard times that caused them to be in that situation. But you still need to investigate and find out, like, okay, why is your credit score that low? Okay. If they're living home with their parents still, you know, why? Is it just because you were comfortable doing that? Is something you wanted to do? Or is it because it's something you needed to do because you couldn't afford to be out on your own? You know, do they own their own vehicle or are they driving a parent's vehicle or a friend's vehicle? You know, these questions are important because they give you good indications about the finance and their behavior when it comes to money and how they look at money
in totality.
Yeah, and that's important because it can blow up real fast. It can blow up real fast.
I agree with you. It can blow up real fast. And when it blows, it's going to blow. The top is coming off.
So, you know, we aren't millionaires yet. We're not millionaires yet. And we've been married almost 30 years. But I would say we both kind of came in on an equal footing. We were both in the military. I think I had way more debt than you did. So I think that's something good that I picked up from you, is not having a lot of debt, getting out of debt. So that was something good that from you that rubbed off on me. But I certainly think this is just wisdom. This is not saying that, oh, you shouldn't tell people that because basically you're saying that, you know, they don't believe, have faith in their marriage. No, this is wisdom. If you are wealthy, if you are a wealthy person, I mean, if I was counseling, so if you're a wealthy person and you have a lot of assets, I would advise that you have the discussion about a prenuptial agreement.
And protecting your assets.
And protecting your assets, especially if you have kids from a previous relationship, if you have property or heirlooms or things that have been in the family that have been, you know, being passed down from generation to generation. I advise you to have that conversation. And if somebody really, really loves you and they're in it for
the long haul
and not the money, then I don't think there's going to be a lot of pushback, or there shouldn't be a lot of pushback, because they're going in, their motive is like, I'm not in this for the money. So yeah, I'll sign a prenup. And as long as it's fair, you know, if it's a fair prenup, then they should be okay with it. That's my take on it. What's yours?
That's a good take. I mean, if everything is talked about, planned and looked at, fine-tooth combed over. And like I said, the lawyers are there, or the lawyer is there, and you sign off on it and it looks good, you can agree to signing a prenup. It will work.
Yeah, and just and then go on and live a long life and a happy and prosperous marriage.
And if it and if you feel that it's unfair, I mean, it can you can go back and have it looked at again and adjust it. That's one of those good things about a prenup. You can adjust it.
Yeah. So good show today. I hope we were able to help some folks that are out there. Like we're not millionaires yet. But like I said, I have property that, you know, my grandmother's house and I own her property. And so, you know, it's set up where if that's going to stay in the family, you know, Sterling and I have been married for almost 30 years and I certainly don't plan on going anywhere. And I don't think he's planning on going anywhere. But, you know, I would want, you know, that property to stay in my family, in my bloodline. And so there's an understanding there that if something were to happen to me, you know, that's what's supposed to happen. That's what's supposed to take place. And I believe that he would honor that. So hopefully it was a good show. Hopefully this will motivate and inspire, encourage people to have these conversations about finances. If you're getting ready to get married, if you're engaged, you know, you have time to have these conversations so that you can say, I do, and live and have a happy, prosperous, and healthy marriage. Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Knowledge is power.
All right. Well, look, thank you again for tuning in to the show. And stay tuned afterwards. You can find out how you can follow us on social media. Oh, yeah, I wanted to share one thing. So I published my first children's book. It is called The Black Sheep. It's a spinoff of a book that I wrote in 2007, the very first book that I published, where I talk about my life, childhood into adulthood, because I called myself the Black Sheep. And then there's a spin on, you know, what the black sheep really means and how that transformed and changed my life. So I wanted to write a children's book because I had low self-esteem. I didn't love myself. I was bullied and teased a lot in school because of I was very skinny and I had acne. And so I talk about all those different dynamics in my life that made me feel like the black sheep. And I wanted to write a children's book to encourage kids to love themselves, to tell them that they're special and that, you know, in their uniqueness and their being different, that that's okay and there's nothing wrong with that. So the book is live on Amazon and it is even in Amazon UK. You may be listening all over the world. So check out my brand new children's book, The Black Sheep. And if you get it, you'll be pleasantly surprised at one of the characters in the book. His name is Farmer Sterling.
She made me a farmer. Oh, my God. She made me a farmer.
So we're excited that we have the African-American Farmer Sterling in the book. And so it's going to be exciting. Check it out. And again, stay tuned after we end the show here to find out how you can follow us on social media. And so we like to always end with our marriage mantra. And it goes a little something like this.
The more you put into your marriage,
the more you're going to get out of your marriage. Until next time, take care.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marriage and More podcast with Sterling and Soretta Smith. Follow Sterling and Soretta on Instagram and Facebook at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.